perfect day in Nashville today. High of 71 and sunny. Good morning, I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04 a.m. More Democrats are throwing their hats in the ring for Tennessee's new congressional districts. With the deadline to run in the August primary just a few days away, Senator London Lamar from Memphis has joined the race for Tennessee's 9th congressional district and will appear on the ballot alongside incumbent Democrat Steve Cohen. State Rep. Justin J. Pearson had declared his candidacy before the new map was created. Lamar says that the decision to split Memphis into three districts could backfire on Republicans if more Democratic voters come out in November.
And so I'm ready to fight. I hope my community is ready to fight. And we are going to stop this, but we need everybody to pay attention. We need everybody to register to vote. We need everybody to get involved because they are banking on us to stay dormant.
Pearson is critical of Democrats entering the race at this point, arguing that the party should be banding together and not splitting resources ahead of the midterms. Memphis residents say that they've been harassed and intimidated by the Memphis Safe Task Force for exercising their First Amendment rights. That's the claim at the center of the new lawsuit filed on behalf of four Memphians by the American Civil Liberties Union. The suit names many members of the Trump administration, the head of the Tennessee's Highway Patrol, and Shelby County's district attorney. In the suit, plaintiffs say that agents have systematically retaliated against them for recording video and gathering information about the task force operations in public. They say that agents have used vehicles to box them in, follow them around town, question them without reasonable suspicion, and verbally threaten them, including arrest. The filing says that one plaintiff has been falsely arrested. According to the filing, the pattern is part of a policy and practice reinforced by the Trump administration that defies constitutionally protected activity as a threat. The suit is also highlights a lack of training to prevent retaliation. The plaintiffs are asking a judge to bar the task force agents from retaliating in the future. They're also asking the court to rule agents' use of Tennessee's so-called HALO law unconstitutional. That's the policy that allows law enforcement to create a 25-foot buffer zone around their official duties. It also allows them to arrest people who come closer after being told to stay away. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.